Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Woman accused of threatening boyfriend at gunpoint arrested for aggravated assault. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A woman was arrested for felony aggravated assault after allegedly attacking a man and pointing a loaded gun at him on Sunday morning on West Hills Loop. According to Deputy Police Chief Brent Wasson, officers responded to the location around 4:36 a.m. on July 14th after a 25-year-old man reported a 31-year-old woman struck him multiple times with her hands and a closet dowel following a verbal argument. The man explained that he tried to sleep on the couch after the argument, but the woman followed him and struck him multiple times. He then retreated to a basement where the woman continued to hit him with the wooden closet dowel, according to Wasson. When the man locked himself in the bathroom, the woman allegedly retrieved a loaded 9mm handgun from upstairs and broke through the bathroom door. Video evidence showed the woman pointing the weapon at the man. Officers arrested the woman on two counts of felony aggravated assault and one count of domestic battery. According to Wasson, the man sustained injuries to his head, abdomen, and one arm. Barrasso and Lamas celebrate dismissal of Trump's classified documents case. U.S. Senators John Barrasso and Cynthia Lummis celebrated the dismissal of the classified documents case against former President Donald Trump, viewing the allegations as politically motivated. According to Cowboy State Daily, the case was dismissed by Judge Eileen Cannon, who ruled the appointment of Special Counsel Jack Smith unconstitutional. Both senators criticized the Justice Department's actions, with Lummis highlighting the partisan nature and Barrasso calling it a victory for Trump and the rule of law. Trump also praised the decision, asserting that all cases against him should be dropped. The ruling came on the first day of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The Justice Department is expected to appeal the decision. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.